Welcome to the Compassionate Leaders Circle podcast. For thousands of years, the sages have known that compassion is a powerful force for good. In the last two decades, compassion scholars caught up with these sages, proving that there is an ROI to building loving communities and businesses. This podcast features leaders who can teach us about the power of compassion. Brooke, welcome to the podcast. So happy to have you here.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Laurel. I'm really excited and honored to be here.
So I'm having you on our podcast for three reasons. First of all, you and your business are personally important to me, and I've had this really great experience with you. I'm also really curious about how it is to start a business with your family during the pandemic. We're also going to provide some tips for health and fitness for our listeners. But let's just start with your background. And I'll just share that I am a client of Brooke's. I'm turned 60 in January this year. And I got away from regular exercise and working out during the pandemic. I got into a lot of baking and eating and sitting. So your mom, who's a friend of mine, actually introduced me to you and your gym, and I'm very grateful. And I'm happy to say I just completed 6 weeks of working out and feel so much better. So I'm really curious about your background and how you ended up opening up this business.
Yeah, awesome. I just wanted to say first, Laurel, we're really happy to have you. We love working with you, and we've seen a huge, huge improvement and just kind of how you move and just definitely strength levels 100%. So we've kind of laid a really great foundation to move forward. So I'm really excited to see where that goes. So in terms of background, my family, three brothers, grew up in Sag Harbor on the east end of Long Island, really active growing up, played college soccer for a few years. And then I enlisted in the Navy in my early 20s. And so I was doing that for a while. Always active in exercise though. I guess kind of the first client I had, I didn't really know what I was doing at the time, truth be told, but was probably my mom. So like she would just be at the gym, we'd be working out. She'd say, Brooke, you know, what do I do for exercise? So, you know, I mean, you just kind of give them what you were doing then, you know, and probably not the best thing, but so that was kind of my first intro into training. So fast forward a couple of years, got out of the military, finished college, started working as a personal trainer in this small training gym out in East Hampton. Worked there for about, I think I was just about at 18 months or so when Corona pandemic hit. So I was lucky enough to have a good group of clients who I worked with beforehand who stuck it out with me on Zoom in the living room in sweatpants, you know, and not too great of a setup, but we still got some really good training in. And then as a family, so I live with my mom, we decided to take a leap and go into on a business together. So that's kind of the backstory behind this.
And tell me, you're sitting in the gym. Tell me what kind of place a PT is.
Yeah, so Allegiance Personal Training is a training-centric facility, they call it, meaning that everyone who's in here has a coach. We do personal training, so everyone in here is on a program that we designed specifically for them. So there isn't any just kind of walking in off the street and working out. That's not really personal. We wouldn't really know you. So to really be able to justify and with integrity, give everyone training that's good for them. We have an intake process. We call it a starting point session. So basically what that is we go over goals, medical history, wants, needs. We go through a movement screener. From there, we kind of systematically prescribe an exercise program. So most of our members, we work best with those over the age of 40. Most of those folks kind of looking for active living, some weight loss, some strength gain. So we're able to really, again, systematically design really effective workout programs for that age group. Now we do serve everyone. We have some high school athletes in here. Then some a little older than that, but really kind of our niche market is between 40, late 60s.
And I'm intrigued by the setup. First of all, the gym is huge and really clean, and I feel really safe there, which is really important. But tell me how you chose the setup and what was the design behind it?
Yeah, so that's a great question, actually. And the setup and the model we run was not my brainchild, but a brainchild that we kind of pirated, I guess would be a fun word. But also largely based on my experience training. So I started my training career doing kind of your traditional one-on-one training, teaching big group classes. So it's groups, anything over 15, 20, 20 people, taught groups as large as 30. So really what I began to see was massive, massive discrepancy in just the results. Now, whatever that meant to them. So again, kind of your weight loss, your strength gain, even your active living stuff. Between your one-on-ones and group. So in your one-on-ones, you're able to customize, you know, because it's there's less kind of going on. You can kind of meet the person where they're at. They come in tired, hungover, whatever, right? You can kind of scale the workout back. Probably not the best thing to kind of be laying in the screws on somebody who's not really at their best that day. Now, on the flip side of that, in a big group, generally how most places do it and how we used to do it was kind of a whiteboard setup where there was a whiteboard workout and everybody in the group was doing the same workout. It was all on the clock. So it was fast. Those groups, you had people with bum knees, bum shoulders, bum backs, probably not feeling their best some days, but everyone was doing the same workout. So really what I saw was a pretty egregious difference between what you were really able to accomplish with somebody. And quite frankly, some days I kind of felt like I was wasting my time with the big groups. I was like, this isn't really getting anybody to where they want to be. So what we decided to do was combine the best of both worlds. We run groups of 2 to 4. We call it group personal training. Other places call it semi-private, but the model's about the same. Anywhere between 2 to 4 to 6, you can generally justify personal training. So we combine the best of the big groups, right? So you kind of get the atmosphere, the fun, kind of the friendly banter between the coaches and the clients together. And then on the flip side of that, right, we get the personalization, the customization of one-on-ones. So if you're in a group of 4, you can really kind of meet everyone where they're at that day. So if you were to come in tired, we can change your workout. Then again, if you're feeling good, we can give you a little more. So everyone is really kind of doing their own thing. We kind of like to explain it as 4 different one-on-ones all going on at the same time. So it's really kind of a revolutionary system. And we see really, really good results with everybody because we can really kind of get into the weeds and really kind of individually help people on the level that they need.
The last time I worked out with trainers, I was working with lots of complicated equipment. And I really appreciate that I get this amazing workout with simple things. So can you just explain what is actually in your gym and what you use?
Yeah, absolutely. So we take a largely minimalist approach in terms of the type of stuff that we use. Kettlebells, again, might not know what I'm talking about, right? Big ball of weight with a little handle on the top. Dumbbells, I think pretty common. Other than that, I mean, you can use a lot of the same stuff for different movements. We have some air bikes. Those are fun. Rowers are fun. TRX, pretty common. Med balls. That's really all you need to design a really, really good program for somebody. The beauty of a lot of this is it's full body. So all of our programs here are full body every time we come in. Us catering toward that over 40 kind of demographic, we don't have time. They don't have time to be doing kind of your body part splits, which is maybe traditional bodybuilding training, right? So think like bicep day, back day. You don't have time to come to the gym 5 or 6 days a week to be splitting up body parts like that. So we got to give you a full body workout every time. And maybe on like a larger philosophical level, if we kind of think about the society that we're in today, where we're sitting at home, right? We're sitting in the car to maybe sit to go to work, sitting from work to go back into the car to go sit in the gym on maybe some of that equipment you were using years ago, Laurel. So if you think about it like that, I mean, we're sitting a lot of the time. So does it really make any sense to come down and sit at the gym? We got to move. Maybe that's the only hour of the day where maybe you are moving, you know, and that's great. Cause that's more than most people. Our whole strategy here is to keep people up and moving as much as possible, strengthening their entire body, working on core strength, mobility, stability, all super important.
Well, I can say personally that 6 weeks ago, my knees were hurting, my back was hurting, my shoulders were hurting, and I've kind of worked through it. Today, I actually worked out at Brooks Gym and nothing hurt today. So
yes, love it.
Very, very happy with the results. And your team is so much fun. I really enjoy everyone.
I appreciate
it. Great.
No, I'm glad you brought that up though. Just one more point about that, which is important. So one of the beauties about the type of training we do here that again is different than a lot of larger groups is we can kind of go into more of a corrective exercise based warm-up, which I can say is the reason that your knees are no longer bugging you. So we're able to really take 8 to 10 to 12 minutes sometimes and really kind of go through a specially designed warm-up. We know most people tighten the shoulders, tighten the hips, tighten the back. So we're going to design a really movement-based, corrective exercise-based warm-up around kind of reestablishing movement patterns. This being a functional training gym, what that means is we train movements that are frequent in everyday life. So think pulling, pushing, squatting, hinging, right? Bending at the waist, carry movements. So those are movements that we need to train so we can feel good. You know, I mean, the mindset of somebody over 40 is different than somebody under 20, you know, maybe they want their arms to look big. They want six pack abs, and not that people over 40 don't, but I think they take a little more pragmatic approach to look good, feeling good, and then living life to the fullest, you know? So that's kind of where we try to go with this.
Yeah. Well, at 60, I don't want things to hurt. So I'm happy that when I'm gardening, my knees are holding up better.
100%.
And we'll 100%. Work on the six pack abs next summer, bro.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're there.
And I want to get back to skiing with my family. My family in Austin is planning a skiing trip, which might get delayed, which brings me to this year. Here we are in 2020. Thanksgiving is next week. And I wanted you, and I have some ideas as well, to talk about why right now might be a good time to start an exercise program instead of waiting until January. So,
absolutely. That's a great question. So I'd first like to reframe that if we may.
Yeah, sure, of course.
So one of the interesting things that I've seen is the longer I've been in the fitness business is statistics. I'm big into numbers. One of my favorite is 80-20. So what that means for this equation is at any given time, there's only about 20% of people working out in gyms in the United States, which means there's 80% who is not. So if we really think about it, the penetration rate for exercise across all ages is really small. So it's fairly interesting. And you wouldn't really get that maybe from what you see nowadays on social media, where you kind of look on and you see all these fit people doing fit things and you're like, oh man, why do I not look like that? You know? So I would like to reframe that. Us being a coaching business, we believe that coaches kind of get you to where you need to be. What we see a lot is maybe at some of your bigger gyms where you're just kind of going in and doing your own thing. I don't have any specific numbers on this, Laurel, but I would be willing to bet that the attrition rate, so the amount that people leave those is pretty high. We have a new member in here who just signed up with us, just turning 50 actually next week. He said, you know, Brooke, what I could do is go down to the local big box gym here and I could get a membership. But you know what would happen, Brooke? I would end up doing the machines for a little bit, getting bored, and then stopping. Why I like you guys is that I'm going to come in here. I'm going to toss my keys down. You're going to tell me exactly what to do. You're going to get me out of here in 40 to 50 minutes, which is how long our workouts take. And then I'm done, you know? So if we really think about it through that lens and the likelihood of failures in the gym, which is why most people stop, is they get bored. They feel like they're not getting results. I would attribute that to kind of a lot of the options in the way a lot of these facilities now run their gyms, you know, where you're kind of coming in for a class, you're coming in for a workout. What we like to do here is we're trying to sell a result to somebody. So you're going to come in here and this is kind of how our process works. You're going to come in and you're going to say, hey, Brooke, you know, I really want to go on the ski trip, right? We're going to say, awesome. We're going to do everything we can to do that. So I guess the real answer to your question is, you got to start now. You got to start right now. You can't wait, because statistically, if you wait until January, you're probably not going to make it, especially if you do it by yourself, statistically. So
yeah.
Getting in here now, getting the help and the guidance, kind of the pillars we run with here, coaching, support, accountability. That's what we do really well with here. Because you can get an exercise program anywhere. But what we do well with here is the coaching. We're going to make sure you're doing it right, the support. So we like to add nutrition, mindset, goals, all super important, and the accountability. So if you're not showing up, we're going to give you a call. Got to hold you accountable.
Great. And are you doing online classes? Like, for my listeners, can they like dial in somewhere for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, so even in our online sessions, our process is exactly the same. We can't give you that personalized program if we don't know you. So what we do is we still run our starting point sessions online, where we go through all exactly the same stuff. It's the same product, if you will, where we're going to really kind of give you our full experience online.
Well, and I've been thinking about this too. If you're out there thinking about the holidays coming up, these are not going to be our regular holidays. You know, I had a trip planned to upstate New York for Thanksgiving and Texas for Christmas, and I probably won't be doing those things, but I will be going to Brooke's gym instead. I think we know a lot of people are suffering mentally and from anxiety and stress. So starting now could be a real antidote to 2020. And one of the things that I think a lot about as a business owner is I'm supporting another local business owner. So whether you work out with Brooke or you go to your local gym, you're going to be supporting a business in an industry that really needs your help and can help you as well. So, and we also know that working out boosts our immune system, which is really important during a pandemic. So many reasons to start right now.
Absolutely. No, and I'm glad you brought that up also. I mean, sometimes that kind of gets lost on an industry that's been so focused on, again, fat loss for so long. So I'm happy you brought that up. And I mean, one of the things that we are starting to change, and just kind of the way that we offer our programs, is not so much kind of into your fat loss, strength training, active living, but in terms of, okay, so we know people are genuinely concerned now, and as they should be, about possibly getting sick, you know, and we know scientifically that the fitter you are, a vague term, but the fitter you are, the stronger your immune system is, the more likely you are to potentially fight off something dangerous. And these are all services that a good fitness facility should be providing, you know, so not just the exercise programs, but they got to talk about hydration, got to talk about sleep, got to talk about supplementation, and you got to talk about nutrition. So those are the things that are really going to make the difference for you. The old adage of you can't out-train a bad diet really is true. So one of the things that we like to go with here is the 80, again, another 80-20 rule for you, where we need to eat well, right? About 80% of the time. So 8 out of every 10 meals. So you can kind of throw in your 2 cheat meals, if you will. So that's huge, also for just kind of being healthy nowadays also.
And still enjoying food and still having fun.
Absolutely. So, I mean, yeah. The purest, what's the saying? The purest die alone and really jacked, right? Nobody's a purist, nor do we suggest that. We don't suggest that. Kind of the premise we take is I don't really want people looking at scales. I want you to go by how you're feeling. It's much more enjoyable of a journey if we're not kind of hung up on a number on some piece of plastic on your bathroom floor, you know? So going by how you feel, is really a better way to do it. Cause truth be told, I mean, I think everyone's kind of seen pictures on social media of somebody who's maybe not so fit on the left and fitter on the right, and they're actually heavier on the right and they look better and they feel better, you know, because again, we know muscle weighs more than fat. So you're gaining muscle, burning fat, and changing shape. So that's really what's more important here.
Yeah, lots of good tips. What tips do you have for people like me who are having a hard time drinking enough water?
Hey, that's a real thing. I mean, there's studies that talk about adults as they grow older, that they stop drinking water. That's for a couple reasons. But one of the tips that we suggest, is of course carrying a water bottle. You like, got mine right here, actually. One of the things that I love, sometimes forget to do, of course, but right when you wake up, have your water bottle next to your bed and just knock back a bottle, right away. It just kind of gets the motor going, if you will, and gets you hydrated. Another suggestion, I guess is a better way to say that, is throughout the day, always kind of keep your water bottle filled. So every time you take a couple sips out of it, go back and fill it. It's kind of a good way to do it. But that's a real thing, though, is some trouble drinking water, you know?
Yeah. I used to make fun of my dad for not drinking enough water, because I was just, you know, drinking water all the time. And unfortunately, I've become him. So I'm going to fill my water bottle after this. I think it's just, I've just gotten out of the habit and I drink too much tea and coffee. Sure. So I also, at one point I tried some, there are apps that you can use. I don't know if you know, there's this app called the Plant Nanny that I should probably add back into my repertoire, because if you don't feed your plant 8 times a day, the plant doesn't live, and then you have to get a new plant the next day. So, but I think it's always good for me when I'm teaching and I'm speaking and I'm writing to sort of, you know, be truthful about where I fall short. So I think just talking to you about it today on my podcast is probably going to help me.
No, I'm glad.
People,
yeah, absolutely.
No, people will be like, how's your water doing, Laurel? I'm like, doing better.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, so that's something we're always encouraging our members to do, is throughout the workout, at least, right, you're sitting there, we're trying to make you drink as much water as you can. Because it's hard to remember, to be fair, also.
Yeah.
100%.
And what tips do you have, if any? A lot of my clients are suffering with sleep and sleeping well. What tips can you offer them?
Yeah, that's great. Also, I mean, I think a lot of our sleep troubles nowadays just come from just the bombardment of information that we have. I know I personally, a lot of nights I'm sitting there watching one of our favorite movie watching apps on my phone at like 11 o'clock at night, you know, so it's difficult. I mean, it's stimulating, you know. And I'm also a culprit of checking my email at 3 a.m. when I wake up, because my phone's right next to me. Again, probably not great. So my big tip is, don't have your cell phone anywhere within reach by your bed. And maybe in 30 minutes or so, whatever you can kind of handle right away, is try to not be looking at a phone or a TV right before sleep. There's a lot of studies that talk about just kind of the neural activity that those types of devices kind of give you, because it's addicting. I think they've talked about that. So not carrying a phone, I guess, is a long answer to a short question right before you sleep.
Well, I used to be that person that never had a phone or a television in my bedroom. I for years, I actually didn't even have a TV, but I've become the person that uses my phone as an alarm clock. I actually bought an alarm clock a couple years ago, so I wouldn't, but you know, that's another thing. I could start drinking water and I could start using my alarm clock and leaving my phone in the charger. Although I have to say, I am a champion sleeper, because once I go to sleep, that's it. That's something that I've mastered, but I could definitely cut out technology in my bedroom.
Yeah. I mean, of course, easier said than done, for sure.
Yeah.
But I believe that makes a difference, though.
So Brooke, tell us your website for anyone that wants to check you out locally or around the country that might want to join you for an online class.
Yeah, absolutely. You can find us at allegiancept.com. We have some new information up there, actually, some blogs that me and my mother, Catherine, have written about, again, weight loss, immune support, nutrition. So there's a lot of good stuff to kind of check out on there.
Great. Any other final tips for the holidays or for starting now?
Yeah, I mean, what I would say is if you're not currently exercising, start small and look for some help. Again, us being a coaching business, we really believe that getting somebody who knows more than you, who can point you in the right direction is key, 100%. So starting small, what I mean by that is go for a walk, easy, get the steps in, get active a little bit. I know probably doing too much sitting, go for a 30-minute walk, completely change your mindset and it'll make you feel a lot better.
Great advice. It's been great talking to you and I will see you at your gym.
Awesome. Thank you, Laurel.
Okay. Be well. Thanks for listening to the Compassionate Leaders podcast. You can learn more about us at CompassionateLeadersCircle.com. Please join us each week as we shine a light on compassionate leaders making a positive impact on their communities and the world.